The testimony of Jeff Sauer. My journey to know the Lord began before I even knew it. First, let me give you a little background. For the past 10 years or so, I've had difficulty sleeping. I was only able to sleep about 3 hours a night because I wasn't able to shut my mind off to problems that I was going through. Unfortunately, I began using alcohol to help me fall asleep, more like pass out. I believed that it was better to get 8 or 9 hours of alcohol-induced sleep than to get 3 restless hours of normal sleep. Because of this, my life was going nowhere. I was stuck in a rut of waking up with a hangover and working an 8-hour day, then going home to smoke and drink until I passed out. It turned into a vicious cycle. I knew there was more to life out there, but I wasn't sure what it was. I was living in Phoenix, Arizona at the time, and one day, 3 years ago, I got this feeling and idea that I wanted to move to Hawaii. I told a coworker of mine that I felt the need to move on. I looked on my company's job posting board every day for literally a year for something to open up here at the Hawaii campus. For those of you who don't know, I work at the University of Phoenix in the Information Technology Department. Well, that day finally arrived when I checked the board, and sure enough, there was a position open. Throwing caution to the wind, I decided to apply. A few days later, I received a call from the IT manager wanting to set up a phone interview. The interview went well, and a week later, I was offered the job. I soon found myself on a plane to Hawaii to start my new life. Unfortunately, after arriving in Hawaii, I still found myself in the same unsatisfying situation of drinking every day. Even though I had moved to paradise and was looking for a fresh start, my old destructive habits resurfaced within a week or two. I was so excited to be living in Hawaii, but I still felt there was something missing in my life. After living here for about 4 months, I began hanging out with someone who is now my best friend and companion. Her name is Monica, as I'm sure some of you know. Monica is a loving and caring person, and I wanted to be around her as much as I could. She was always teaching me how to say Hawaiian words and what local foods to eat. She even taught me how to catch the bus. I am thankful for all the wonderful things that Monica introduced me to, but the most important was introducing me to her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She did this by inviting me to attend a revelation seminar presented by Amazing Facts that was held at the Central Church in January of 2004. The seminar opened my eyes to Bible truths, and night after night, I found myself craving to know more and more. It was at this time that I began to have a relationship with Jesus and began to have love for Him in my heart. For the first time in my life, I felt like I had found a real purpose for living. One night at the seminar, Pastor Brian McMahon preached about overcoming our destructive habits. I realized that not only was drinking and smoking harming me physically, it was also hurting me spiritually. I'm happy to say that with the help of the Lord, I have not had a drink since. I began praying to God to help me sleep instead of using alcohol. I wasn't exactly sure how to pray, but I just started talking to God and asking Him to help me sleep. By doing so, I began to feel a sense of peace that I have never felt before. And praise God, I started sleeping through the night. After the seminar ended, I continued to attend church on my newly discovered Sabbath day. Monica and I visited a few churches looking for a place of worship to call home. After visiting the Manoa Church a couple of times, I felt that God had led us here. Everyone was so warm and friendly, and I'll never forget the many times that Mr. Funai encouraged us to stay for potluck. By this time, I already knew that I wanted to be baptized, and this was the church I wanted to be baptized in. I prayed to God to provide me with an opportunity to start studying the Bible. My prayers were answered, and I stand before you today, ready to give my life to Jesus. When Pastor Arakaki asked me what baptism meant to me, the first thing that came to mind was a new beginning, the start of a whole new life with Jesus Christ being at the center of it. Being baptized gives me the opportunity to accept Jesus' love and forgiveness and allows me to publicly proclaim my love for Him. I want to thank the Lord first and foremost for the many blessings He has bestowed upon me. I would like to thank Mike Muller for inviting me to join a Friday night Bible study group that he is a part of. This very special group of people has been very instrumental in helping me understand what it means to be a Christian. These people invited me into their homes and showed me love, patience, and friendship. It has truly been a joy to study God's Word with my new brothers and sisters in Christ. This special group of people includes Joya, Danny Uechi, and their family, Gail and Steve Ostani and their family, Lynn and Tom Madsen, and Mike and his girls. Thank you all so much for your love, support, and fellowship. I would also like to thank the Manoa Church and Pastor Arakaki for showing me the meaning of aloha.